Nice. Backstage with Patience Musa is proudly brought to you by Spotless. It's not clean until it's spotless clean.
In the midst of this pandemic, cleanliness is next to saving lives. The best way to do that is to use the amazing detergent range from Spotless. Every nook and cranny of your home is left sanitary and squeaky clean with Spotless Double Thick Bleach and All-Purpose Cleaner. Say goodbye to bacteria by using Spotless Antibacterial Liquid on your dishes. Plus, you can always trust your laundry with Spotless Washing Powder. Protect your family and office today with Spotless cleaning products, which are affordable and available in your nearest supermarket. Remember, it's not clean until it's spotless clean.
A very good evening. You're listening to my station, your station, ZFM Stereo, celebrating 10 fantastic years, and you are part of that story. Thank you very much to our sports team, and of course to the young sharing their stories right here on my station, your station, ZFM Stereo. It's time for Backstage, something that we do every single Tuesday from 7:30 through to 8 o'clock. But how are you doing today on this day, the 30th of August? How are you feeling? How's everything going? I'm hoping everything is well. But look, Backstage is all about stories from our arts. And, you know, this is an industry that we're not treating well enough. My thoughts, I don't know what you think. But look, if you have anything you want to say about our topic this evening, send it through to our WhatsApp 07 31 168 045. You can also use our social media handles. I'm talking about Twitter at ZFM Stereo, Facebook at ZFM Stereo, as well as Instagram. And so just to remind you that Backstage every single Tuesday is brought to you in partnership with our very good friends from Spotless. And they're all about keeping all our spaces clean, germ-free. And of course, you know, a space that is clean and germ-free means that we can all just vibe and do our best in such an environment. So let's make sure that whether we're working somewhere, whether we are living somewhere, that our spaces are clean. And you can keep these spaces clean thanks to Spotless. All the various products available in all our stores, tuck shop. So go out there and let's keep those germs at bay. And so today we're having another interesting conversation, more to do with the music, our music industry. And joining me for this conversation, I have Daniel Chiweda. Wow. Chiweda.
How's it?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm scrumptious.
Have we ever done this before?
No.
We've never
done anything together before.
I don't know what like I nice, play nice strong.
You play nice.
Yeah. But thank you so much for coming through. I know you're busy, and I know as a producer, don't worry, you and I can work on a song tonight. Tasle also joining. Tasle with Zinza, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're no longer friends.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
You've grown. Look at you.
Yeah, I've been quiet for a while. You're saying I've grown. But I think. So I'm happy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Gorgeous. Again, the number to use is 07 31 168 045. Just in case I didn't say it. Ask me if I said it. Did I say it? I don't know. Patience Musa with you for the next 25 minutes. And our conversation today is all about the role of music producers in the art industry. And the big question is, Chiweda,
what's up?
Are you guys crippling the industry, or are you aiding it? Are you growing it? Now, way back then, way back then, there were very few independent studios, independent producers out there. All there was Grama or RTP. I think that's Diamond. Good for radio tapes and production. Yeah. Yeah. And then later on, there was Diamond, and then there was Metro. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there were other private recording studios there, like Shed, and then Princeton Dye had his own studio, and then Fortune Paruta had his own studio. And then eventually a lot of people realized, you don't even need a lot of things for you to produce music.
Yeah, true.
You don't need
true.
A lot. So we had a lot more producers stepping up, and and so that's the reason why we are here today. So much music out there because there's so much choice. Yeah. But is this helping the industry? Can we talk about that? But look, before we get into that, what is the role of a music producer as an artist? Let's start with you, Tahle. What do you look for in a music producer or in a studio?
I think from an artist's perspective, when we talk about a producer, there's one side where we look at a producer as the service provider. The person that we go to when we have an idea in mind, whether it is a melody or nearly a complete composition, to then give us a product. And then the second side of it is we also look at a producer as a collaborator. I think there are so many things that make, I think, differentiate a producer from a beat maker. Right? And the producer is the one that has the ability to reflect the artist's style, as well as to arrange the music, to compose the music, and then to not necessarily mix and master, but to create the music that translates for the artist. So with that being said, I think those are the two main functions of a producer. But in terms of how a producer works in the spirit of the Zimbabwean music industry, a producer must know his function when he is working with an artist. I think sometimes the error that is made is when we're in the studio, a producer might feel like it's a collaborating mode when they're a service provider, and then it creates conflict of interest. And I think on the bigger angle of it is also to ascertain where we are as an industry, to be able to then say what is then the role of the producer within the Zimbabwean music space. And we say Zimbabwe as an industry is currently in its developmental stages as an industry. So the function of the producer is to create a solid product to enable the Zimbabwean musical product to stand regionally or internationally.
I was really trying to listen to what she was saying, but I'm so much in shock. Developmental stage. So I'm thinking, so when I was in the industry, were we in the Stone Age, child? Were we in the Iron Age? Also part of the panel is Magdi. Magdi, I don't know if you want to know about Chichi, because I know Madam Chichi, never had a Chichi. But welcome anyway.
Thank you. Mota, it's not my
family. It's over to you. What is the role of a music producer?
Yeah, I agree with what Ashley said 100%. First and foremost is that the differentiating between a producer and a beat maker, those are two different people or service providers, like she says. A producer is, in layman's terms, just someone who can bring out your mind into existence.
Yeah.
It's someone who can help you put to life the idea you've had as an artist, to say, I've heard my song for 16 years like this. So it's obvious you won't really read their mind, but you do your best to put that out, what they wanted out. Mm-hmm. So basically that's that. A beat maker is someone who's just talented at making beats, right? Mm-hmm. But then one can be both.
Okay. You know, what are you? Are you both?
I'm a music producer.
Okay.
Yes. Because at first, I'm a musician. Mm-hmm. So I started my music career in like my band, in series of keyboard. So the direction of music, I have it. It's an intrinsic gift. So I would call myself a music producer.
Mokdi, over to you. What is your role as a music producer?
Well,
for your artist, as well as in the whole industry, the Zimbabwean industry, your role.
Okay, so it's two ways. Directly to the artist, my duty is more like a tongue interpreter. Artists are the most craziest people ever. And our duty is to understand their craziness and interpret it to the ordinary person. because artists, they've got a lot to say, and they've got weird ways of expressing themselves. So it is our duty to then take them from the alien world and then, you know, translate their craziness and give it to the people so that people may enjoy. That's first of all.
So what I've heard from you is, first of all, the producer has to rein in the ideas of the artist and tame it so much that it's palatable for the other humans.
Yes.
The streets.
The streets. To be precise.
Yeah.
Okay, and your other role?
And then to the nation or the industry at large, our role is to be gatekeepers of what gets into people's ears. I know it's a deep one, but it's simply put, we are just gatekeepers. We are entrusted with what Zimbabwe, for example, will hear. We are entrusted.
So you guys determine the route that music goes, takes.
So we are categorized into generations. There's a generation that focuses on hip hop. There's a generation that focuses on, the GAB and Cruz. There's a generation, Irukuta, the Zim Dance, or the generation, or a community, gospel. So it just differs who you are. If you are that versatile, you can interpret all of them. If you are wise, you can choose your strengths.
Now, as producers, do you think that you guys are getting what you deserve?
No.
I'm not talking about fire in your work.
No, and our biggest problem is expecting that from a Natasha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Break that down and explain
down.
That. She's gonna ask.
That's what Pasha
Let me explain. When you have too much expectations from the wrong direction, you end up being bitter. What Tasha is supposed to give me is their crazy mind and their creativity and their voice and their greatness. That's their duty in the industry, to just let it out, express themselves. How are you feeling today? I sing. How are you feeling today? Chiji, what are you in the mood for? They sing. Then, we are not getting what we are not getting. The first question will be, what are you expecting? Because if you're expecting money, you should not be expecting money from Tasha. Tasha is simply an artist. There's supposed to be an investor that gets to fund that. If anything, you and your record label are the ones who should be funding that. Tasha should just be kind of...
No, but man, you are not running a record label. Purely, I know there are people out there who say they have record labels. Are they truly record labels?
Amuna. And you see, that's why in that Zoni, we are not getting it. And our biggest problem is... we are expecting it from the wrong people.
So Chiweda,
yes.
What do you expect from an artist?
Well,
studio in the next hour.
Yeah. I love what one of our four founding fathers in the production industry is saying, that at first our expectation of money from artists is not the way to go, but because we are in the situation we are in, we are now bound. We have no option than to expect money, because now, as she said, we are service providers, right? We all have our different talents and gifts. So we want to use those gifts for us to buy Proton, you know. So now, out of that, that's the first thing. And then secondly, it's not always about money. Because you'll find, for me personally, music is more of a passion more than it is anything. So I'm in a position where I can call Tashi just for Tashi and say, Tashi, I've got an idea personally, and I think it works with you, right? Okay. Come and try this out. And she comes and she does the vocals, and I actually give the song to her and say, you know what? Take it. I'll call you when I now want something for me. So it doesn't always have to be money, but you just bring your craziness, like Mac D said. And yeah, I think basically that's what's up.
Tase, as an artist, what would be the ideal for you as an artist? What would you want your producer to expect of you, to get from you?
I really don't want to just say vibes. But in the millennial way of saying vibes. But I think the duty of a producer is to be able to bring out the best version of an artist. I think I'll touch on an aspect that Magdi was talking about when he was saying something along the lines of money. I think because we are in the developmental stage, we have hungry artists. And what I'm trying to say is we are literally hungry. And what happens is we cannibalize. And because we are hungry, sometimes we don't have the vision of us as contributors to an industry, to a movement. It starts and stops with us. So when we're talking about the Zimbabwean musical journey, it's very individualistic. It's about what I can get rather than what I contribute. True. And then we ask at, you know, industry level, are there conversations or is there a strategy? And if there is, where is the strategy? What is the general consensus between the producer, the artist, even the promoter as to what is it that determines what we say quality Zimbabwean music? Like if we look at Korea or even our neighbors here, South Africa, they are individual artists and individual producers, but you can tell there is a general understanding, a uniform understanding of what is expected from them. So what happens here sometimes is we tend to fit into the mold of, okay, I hope I do not get slack for this, but we fit into the mold of mimickers. That's what we are known for.
True.
Copycats. Because we are hungry to the point that we lack the backbone to be able to show the world what we are and who we really are. Exactly, that authenticity. So you find there are a few producers within the Zimbabwean space and artists that are producing music or creating music that tell and is true to the Zimbabwean story. But the issue now is the difference between the local market, the regional market, and the international market. Some of the music that is exportable needs a little bit more time to market, and thus the waiting period for a producer and an artist becomes longer for them to see return. So what we are in is we are feeding into the local market, which is used to a more mimicking style of music, thus suppressing the talent or the expertise or the skill that can then create the industry that we're yearning, because industry is about export.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is my station, your station, ZFM Stereo. Patience Musa on backstage, and the voice you've been listening to for the past few minutes, that's Tasso Whittington. And if you're thinking, yes, I would vote for her, that's what I'm thinking too.
Because
that sounded like a lot of diplomacy. But let's hear from our producers. When you guys are charging,
honestly,
I think let me channel some chiller right here.
Well, I think just like any other market, it boils down to market value. It boils down to your resume. It boils down also to your talent. But talent, yes, it's got a lot to play with it, but also a little. It's market value of who are you? How far have you come in the industry? Why are you worth the amount you're charging? Show us. Who are you? I'm McD.
I'm going to take the pleasure to translate that to when charging, apana kuchikamari kuripo.
You know what? Okay, let's put it this way. I don't know specific figures and stats, but I do know that in a different setup, not necessarily Zimbabwe, different levels of professionalism, whether you are, let's just say, maybe a nurse, a doctor, or something, their hourly value. Their hourly rate value, like per hour, what maybe a nurse earns as compared to probably a doctor. Or a specialist as compared to a nurse aide or a chichi, you know, siana.
Exactly.
So they are always specific hourly charges that at times we just round up to an assumption. You go to, okay, probably on average you're going to spend maybe 8 hours to create a song. Mm-hmm. So my total value 8 hours. So if you ask to break it down, munajita data per hour, you can still come up with an hourly rate. But iyoyo munopano, ah, wasonya nyota, no, iruko yendrana ne.
Can you afford the nurse aid? Cannot you can afford a doctor? I don't know, experience, 10 years experience.
You know, that's why I said, Guti, artists, we are literally hungry. I think in a fair world, if our industry was in a space to actually support the nature of skill and talent that's there within our space, we would be able to then pay these producers what they are worth. Mm. But also us, when we are going to perform and gig, they are also chamaring exactly. us. So it's a whole cycle. For me to be able to pay Chweda or Magdi, I need to be also getting return on investment on the music that I've already produced. That's why when we release albums or EPs or singles, we gig like crazy to be able to finish the cycle.
Is there any way of meeting halfway? As producers, don't you guys get royalties as well?
Okay, can I explain something?
Alright.
I'm glad he calls me forefather because and I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. Once upon a time, Zimbabwe had a beautiful industry, a music industry. Mm-hmm. An industry that saw musicians buy get houses from recording people like Anababa Charamba. Yeah. An industry that saw producers actually buying houses or getting houses from a production like Botho Onyamondera was it Macheso's album or Charamba? I'm not sure.
I mean, a lot of those producers were making a really decent living.
Yeah. I'll give you another example.
Even himself. I don't know why he's humbling himself. But okay.
No. I'll tell you where it's going, but I'll be quick with it.
All right.
I'll give another example of Innocent Sogota. I know for a fact that My Dreams, just that song, it was a hit for the whole year. And the value that he got from it was the house.
Wow.
So, I'm just telling you, good, once upon a time, Zimbabwe was beautiful, but the same applies to every industry. So what happened? Fast forward, the economy did what it did. Mm-hmm. And then the industry, like the labels, they crumbled. Mm-hmm. ZMC, Grammar, Metro, everything crumbled. I remember I started staying alone at the age of 20, mostly because I was getting royalties from CD sales of albums that I would have made. Kokuna nacha mimbe na chichi nini, I had one end my chiki choni. Yangena namskana kana kana na Alexi and chichi. I would get royalties. Kutuoti month end wepewa maria kwanza uti kutu oba de rent. I remember I would actually buy a phone every month. Kana nene mo. That was an industry once. Not talking about Zimura royalties and chichi chichi. Those are other things we would be. There was a time I kind of bought a car, if I'm not mistaken.
I feel like I should be playing a violin right now.
I think I bought a car near half Yemari. I used the money, Yemari royalties, and I topped up the other half to buy a car. I remember some year. So things went down. Record labels crumble. Economy, we were left alone. Takatarisana artist na producer. Mm-hmm. That was the ebb and groove era time. So what was happening? Evan Groove's artists would gig like no man's business. At some point, they were loyal to a producer or a record label, which was not really a record label. For example, Tech 5. He had the whole Chamembe team, Rocky, Leonard Fumo, all of these guys. They would gig. And at first, I don't know if I trust them, even when I Kutiro, even all this, but I trust them. Then, post a point, they feel like they're not getting enough. Ndovavan, watanga kunetana now. Between Kutiro and I'm recording songs for you as a producer, but Kanamaku and you're making your money, you're not declaring money. Kunok. Until Yatu Zeta, like a big squabble, to the extent that producers in the Urban Grooves era, they just said, you know what, screw these guys. And I got to Mari. And guess what? Vaijigamari, Zokuti. So, ndopa katengra ma problems is kuska where we are now. Yes, yeah. I'll tell you for a fact. Yes, I've got a group that I produce that I can't name that bought two cars.
We
are not doing that. So, isu takatadzira, number one, what then happened is takava tauraya Eben Groves era. Like, why there's no more urban groups is because Kwaxus in a community, like what these youngsters are doing. Each way they can get a bit caught as a come do this. That's a good and fair setup, like maybe a song for a song. We couldn't, but then
even if you have a song and you think this would be ideal for MacD, you can't give MacD a call. Our time at exactly 3 minutes to eight. Time on the backstage is just too little. Mona Lisa and Jax, please do something about this. But look, we're running out of time, but I know this is a conversation we can continue some other time. But what's the resolution? What is the ideal?
Personally, for me, I think is the only thing that the Western world are doing great is they've come up with a way to actually solve those problems, especially when it comes to the record label system. We need to start educating ourselves highly on the music business, which is a deficit on most of the musicians. I won't say artists, I won't say what, everyone who's in the music industry. Now it's just hand to mouth. I do a song, I got $100 from it, I'm going to go buy bread and I've gone home. Then it should be a sustainable business. So we should invest in the education, in educating ourselves about the music business.
And please give us your social media handle so that we can follow you before you go. Tase, your last words.
I think I agree with Chiweda. I think the era that we're facing is the knowledge and skills gap. I think also in this space we are also self-taught and we don't have people to necessarily show us the hows to do certain things. So I think if the skills and the knowledge gap is bridged, we will see results.
But your social media handle?
Tahle Wezinza on Facebook, Instagram. I am not on Twitter. Don't look for me on Twitter. I'm not there.
Zero.
I'm not there.
Anyway. Just. Chiweda, your social media handle?
It's at Chiweda DJ. DAR_DJ on all platforms.
And MacD?
Yeah, I think all I want to say is the National Arts Council is building, came up with a music strategy that has come through, that if it's implemented well, I foresee a proper industry where producers will be turned into record labels and we can always solve some of these things, but it's going to take a while. In the meantime, I think some of these understandings will be important. My social media handle is McDonald McDeach on all platforms.
Thank you very much for coming through for Backstage. Now, as much as we may want to say, my producers, I know, do run it. These guys were really after money. They wouldn't be in the music industry. They would be far away from the music industry. So let's appreciate each other a lot more. Let's work together a lot more so that we can build this industry. My name is Patience Musa. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And of course, thank you very much to our amazing partners, Spotless, and encouraging you to just go on social media. Let's follow our panel and let's also check out what Spotless is doing out there. The largest manufacturer of detergents right here in Zimbabwe, in the region, and they are growing fast. Check out all those products, and you can also be a part of the various groups on Facebook. That's Spotless ZW, Instagram at Spotless ZW. Follow away, and let's keep those germs at bay. And remember, if it's not Spotless, I don't know what you're doing.
In the midst of this pandemic, cleanliness is next to saving lives. The best way to do that is to use the amazing detergent range from Spotless. Every nook and cranny of your home is left sanitary and squeaky clean with Spotless Double Stick Bleach and All-Purpose Cleaner. Say goodbye to bacteria by using Spotless Antibacterial Liquid on your dishes. Plus, you can always trust your laundry with Spotless Washing Powder. Protect your family and office today with Spotless cleaning products, which are affordable and available in your nearest supermarket. Remember, it's not clean until it's spotless clean.